This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me by my side, however you want to say it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean be part of the conversation. Really, I mean, you got to get informed, you got to get engaged. Head over to my website, realside.com. You can also watch live there. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website. You let our writers know how much you appreciate what they write or how much you don't appreciate what they write. It's up to you. I don't care. However you want to get the message across. You know, there's so much going on in the news. There's so much distraction going on. And I love this thing with the Democrats as a whole. I really do. I get such a kick out of it. Because they're running around like, you know, and some of you know what I mean by this. Some of you will take offense of it, but some of you will know what I mean by it. They're running around like teenagers, blaming the lack of success in their lives on their parents. I can't get a boyfriend because you won't let me date. Right? You know, I can't get a job because you won't let me work overnights. I know I'm only 15 years old, but get over it. I mean, all these reasons or all these things that they throw in our lot that they blame us for as teenagers. These kids have never grown up. Some of these people have never taken their rightful place in society as a grown up. I don't understand why not. It ain't that hard to do. But one of the guys I'm not a big fan of, and we've seen this happen more and more on the left. At least I think I am. You are. I love these people who now are coming out and saying, hey, well, maybe we have raised a bunch of little babies. Maybe that's what we've done. So, again, now Piers Morgan comes out. A guy that I'm not a big fan of. He comes out and he says, hey, millennials. That awful feeling that you got going on, you know what it's called? It's called losing. Yeah. No, I mean, I love when this stuff comes out. Because, again, here you have an adult that they look up to. I don't understand why this. And he says it happens. If you want to know how to win, stop whining for a bit. Huh? What do you think? And learn some lessons from... Oh, my God. I think his tongue fell off when he said this. Learn some lessons from Trump. No, but listen, the Republicans didn't even learn any lessons from Trump. Seriously. Think about what he was doing throughout the whole campaign. And nobody jumped on the bandwagon. Nobody made it work. He goes on to say, cheer up, American millennials. I mean, seriously. Cheer the blank up. He says, oh, I know you had a rough week ever since Donald Trump won the election, but it's time to get a grip. Stop crying. Stop taking personal days off of work to process what happened. I hate those words. I hate words like empowerment, process, because they're the big words that the psychobabblers use to try to make you feel good about something you're doing. You can deal with this stuff. You learn how to deal with. You learn here. Use Joe words. Deal with. Push through. Win. Win is a good word. He goes on to say, stop huddling with your equally distraught buddies. And listen, you're commiserating. You're sitting around being miserable together. Do you not see that? Not that any of you listen to this show. But you're sitting around commiserating with each other. You're sitting around talking about how bad life's going to be, how it is, where it's going. And you're all sitting there going, yeah, okay, yeah, you're right. It's going to be bad. No, it's not going to be bad. Get over yourselves. Bad was 8 years of Barack Obama. No, anyway, yes, it was. But we were, see, the difference was we weren't crying. We were furious. We were bad. We felt like we didn't do enough. But we didn't block freeways. I don't think any Republican lit American flag on fire. Right? And the proof that we might have been right is, where is violence in America now as opposed to where it was 8 years ago? How many flags have been burned now as opposed to were burned 8 years ago? How many safe rooms do we have now as opposed to 8 years ago? I go on and on and on. We have a whole new dictionary on trigger warnings and what do they call it? Microaggressions. Pierce goes on to say, stop huddling with your equally distraught buddies at Starbucks over your Venti iced white chocolate mocha. Stop howling away on social media about how unfair life is and how it's the end of the planet as we know it. Really funny how the lower socioeconomic areas of the country welcomed Donald Trump in whenever he came in to do a project there, whenever he was going to build a hotel, whenever he was going to, you know, build a new project. He brought work to the community. He brought money to the community. And he was a good guy. Stop updating the exact number of votes that Hillary won by popular vote. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. It's not the law. Stop marching around screaming your fury as the result when many of you couldn't even be bothered to get off the couch, get away from your little games or your smartphones and go vote. They're finding out that those people that they're arresting on these priots, you don't know what that is, look it up on my website. Okay? Well, they're finding out these people, over 30% of them were registered to vote and didn't. Another 30%, over 30%, weren't registered to vote. And the other ones, you know, obviously they're not going to tell you who they voted for. So you have two-thirds of the people protesting weren't even involved in the process. Send them home. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. That is the Genesis Communication Network. That's where we get the signal out to so many radio stations. If you hop up on the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll and check out the stations that run. Also, check out the store. Guys, look at, we're coming into the Christmas season. For me, it's Christmas. Some of you, it might be a holiday. If you celebrate Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah to you. If you celebrate Festivus, happy Festivus to you. Whatever it is you celebrate, I'm good with. Okay? I don't lose my mind over this stuff. But we're selling this year. Now, in years past, we've done it a little differently, but this year we're selling buttons that say it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Okay? For $4.99, no tax. I take care of all of that for you. Okay? I'll give you the button. I ship it out. Put it in an envelope. And make sure you get it. And I'm telling you, you're going to feel good about yourself. Right? You guys that are conservative crusaders, if you don't care whether you say Merry Christmas or not, then it's not for you. But I've had cashiers tell me when they see that button, they can respond Merry Christmas to me because they're told by the store. They cannot wish anybody a Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, or anything like that because they don't know. So they wish people a Happy Holidays, which makes me nuts. My wife will tell you, if you're going to send the real side Christmas cards, send me a Christmas card. Because if you send me a season greetings...
Or happy holiday,
yeah. Season greetings, it better be a packet of seasoning for the turkey you're sending me or a sandwich, okay? And if you're going to send me a happy holidays card, I want you to know this. You will help me keep warm for the rest of the winter because I don't hang them up. I throw them away or burn them, all right? Because for me, you know, it's not a happy holiday. It's Christmas for me. It's just for me, it's the story of Jesus Christ. For me, it's the story of God's Son. Okay? That's the gift. Not how much stuff is on the tree. Now, you want to send me a gift, I'm not going to turn it away. But you see what I'm saying to you? I mean, we have to start taking a stand on these things. I have Jewish friends. I don't go out of my way to wish them a Merry Christmas, just like a, you know, give them a little twerk. I'm not doing that to them. If I know what my friends celebrate or the people around me celebrate, then that's what I wish them. I never say happy holidays, though. That makes me crazy. You want to set me off? That will do it. So, we've got buttons up there. Say it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Again, the coffee cup, the water jug, and as of Monday, pay attention. We've got a book coming out. And I'll talk about it at length on Monday. We'll put it up there. You'll be able to order it. And get it rolling from there. Because I got to tell you want to help shows like mine. See, this is the time. Don't sit back and think, oh, God, we've won. Great. If you like what you hear on this show, and other shows, too. I'm going to stick up for some of these other guys. If you like what you hear on these shows, we need help. The big advertisers don't help us. I don't have, you know, Rush Limbaugh's Snapple coming to me, giving me $7 million a year. It doesn't work that way. We have some of our customers. You know who our sponsors are. You hear them. Hop up on the website. You'll see them there. If you sign up for my email blast, which helps me also, you'll see who our sponsors are there as well. Call them. Heard you on the real side. You know, think you guys are doing a great job. I just don't need insurance right now. Think you guys are doing a great job. I'm just not going to buy any gold right now. Let them know that you're hearing it and something is going. And it will help keep the show. It'll help keep the message. Again, if you like what you hear. The other way you can help is if you're in an area where the station doesn't take the show, find out why. Call them. I'm sure they're listed in the book. Well, they don't have a book anymore, do they? It's like Yellow Pages Online, isn't it? They still come out? Okay. Is that the one we use in the fireplace, too? Oh, never mind. Okay. So, anyway, so you see what I'm getting at here. Help promote the show if this is something that you really feel strongly about. If you think that the message is getting out. If you think I'm helping the conservative movement, then help me get the message out. Okay? Again, buttons are up online. You can get those at the website. If you're on Facebook, it's right there. I guess there's a shop or a store on Facebook now, too, as well. And you can also get them in our store on the website. So let's get... See, I hate going down that road. I even hate promoting myself. I want to get to the stories. I don't want to use the time for all that garbage.
Too late.
I know. So the... Piers Morgan, who I don't agree with on anything... But he came out and he laid into the millennials. You know, stop. Stop your whining. Stop all this other garbage that you're doing. Stop reposting the numbers. It is over. Okay? The election is over. If she hits 3 million votes, the election is over. Now, here's what I find interesting, too, about the numbers. There were less Democrats that came out and vote this time. Trump got more Democrat vote. Less Democrats vote. Right? So with more votes... Obama beat Mitt Romney by almost 5 million votes, right? Now, she's supposed to be more popular. With everything we heard about her, you know, the women's vote, she's a woman, got to vote for her because she's a woman. She's loved in the party, all this other stuff. She just went over 1 million votes. Just went over 1 million votes. How does that happen? Piers Morgan goes on to say, stop marching around screaming your fury at the results when many of you couldn't get off your butts to go vote, which is a true statement. Stop retweeting all your favorite celebrities, your own outbursts and that kind of stuff, all your fake rage and anguish. I mean, if this stuff, And this goes to, if it makes you feel better, you think it's right and you think it's okay. Well, it's not. You're wasting your time. Go sit somewhere with a bunch of your buddies, get together, and figure out how you're going to win next time. How are you going to make things better next time? Stop demanding the Electoral College reverse the decision in December. I mean, sure, come on, grow up, people. What do you want? You want to usurp what the people knew to be truth? You want to usurp that, right? You want to usurp what's kept this country strong for hundreds of years, right? Is that what you're saying? Just stop being such a pseudo-tormented bunch of absolute, deluded, crazy people. You can, look, protesting is the American thing to do. I got that. The minute you move into destruction, it's rioting. You all should be locked up, period. Handcuffs on, water cannons turned up, you need to be locked up, period. You want to know why Trump's going to be your next president? It's because he's what we call a winner. It's not that hard. You don't need a college degree for this. He won. He did all the things they told him wouldn't work, which I love. You know, it happened to me in radio to a degree. I had people telling me, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. You have to do it this way. If some people who spoke to me about how to handle my radio career, if they did, I would still be on one station 3 hours every Friday, and that would be it. I'm sure that made my producer very happy, but yes, I know. I don't blame you. I would ignore me, too. And today, it's not cool to be a winner. Think about that. We don't like, you heard me talking about Rick, about this earlier. We don't like winners. We don't like people that have fooled themselves. We don't like anybody who's sure of themselves. I'm going to win. I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to beat you at this game. You find that very uncomfortable. Well, I guess we're going to be doing away with the Olympics soon with this group coming up. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side. Okay, I'm going to stay on this rant on the other side. You want to stay with me? We'll be back in a couple of minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Black Magic Woman. Here you go. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Head over to the website. You'll find stations, times, classic podcasts, all kinds of stuff happening over there. And hopefully you'll enjoy it also. 855-REAL-JOE. Got something to say? 855-732-5563. Not that I don't appreciate it. I don't want you to take it the wrong way. But you sending me an email at 2 o'clock in the morning or commenting on something at 2 o'clock in the morning doesn't help any of us. You know what I'm saying? Seriously, send them. You don't want to talk. You don't want to get involved in the conversation. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. All right. We're talking about Piers Morgan beating up on the millennials. And I'm loving this article. I hope you are, too. And it's about Piers basically telling the millennials that awful feeling you got is because you lost. Okay? Get over yourself. Learn how to win. I mean, they basically, these people don't understand. You know, these you know, guys, you already know, these are the trophy kids. Everybody got a trophy. And that's where they're at right now. They can't figure this out. See, they don't know what to do about it because the teacher isn't coming in and putting gold stars in all their heads. And going, yes, you're all wonderful. You're all special. You're all special little people. You're not. I'm sure some of you, your own parents don't think you're special. I've seen some of you out there and what you're doing. It's kind of freaky. And it's not cool to be a winner. We already know that. You guys have been beat. You have been brainwashed. You millennials, you've been pounded on. That nobody's better than somebody else. Nobody. I mean, I don't know how we have any millennials. It's going to be a big gender gap, not gender gap, an age gap, or generation gap, if you would, at the Olympics from America, from these United States. because nobody's going to want to work hard enough. Well, maybe, but listen, I take all that back, because maybe it'll work out better, because we still have some that want to compete. We still have some that fight for being number one. So maybe those people who fight to be number one, maybe there'll be less of a pool. That pool will thin out quite a bit. Because, you know, I still see at the high school level these kids that are in football and basketball, they, you know, they're competing to be number one. You don't get out of the way, you may get an elbow in the face. You know what I'm saying? And being a winner has become such a dirty word in this PC environment. The social media millennial mob, they cry to be, you know, gallant losers who try their best, but they always come up short, right? You know, Bernie and Hillary. Now, this is all a bunch of bullpuckies. Winning, you know, when you millennials figure this out, now you can come up with, you know, there's nothing new with the millennials. We had this in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, you know, make love, not war, free this, free that, stop doing this, the government sucks. This has been going on for forever. The only difference is we haven't had such a large group of these millennials thinking that everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets part of the prize. Why bother? I'll sit back and let you guys beat your brains out, and I'll get a piece of the pie. I'll get some of the candy. I'll get some of the reward money, and I'll get a trophy like everybody else. Why should I even bother? You build no self-esteem with that. Right? You don't have anybody that's confident at that level, because they don't have to be confident, because the other two or three will pick it up. People in the group, they'll pick up the slack for them. But frankly, winning is what life's all about. Not just making it, but winning. I don't care if you're playing sports or pop. You know, yeah, sure. So when I go run for office, I only do that hoping that everybody will get the exact same outcome with the exact same number of votes. That's why I run for office. No, you know what? I work harder. I walk harder. I spend more money. I make more phone calls. I do more than they do. Why? Because I want to win. I don't run just because I got nothing else to do and I want to throw out. I want to blow off 12 to 15 pounds. It doesn't work that way. These sports players that you guys go see, that you hold up as idols, that you love so much, you millennials, you think they go out there to lose? You think that the guy that you idolize makes $1 million a year? No. The guy that's making $16 million a year is because he's better than the other guy. You may not know this, because I know how you think. This is aimed at the millennials. Everybody on that bench, they're not making the same amount of money. See, the ones that stand out, the ones that do better, the ones that have stepped on the other ones to get where they are, they're making a boatload more money. Now, if you find that distasteful, maybe you should stop going to the game, watching it on TV or anything like that. And again, I don't care if it's sports, politics. Whatever you're doing, you do the best you can do at it. Yeah, you do it to be number one. Not number five. Not number three. Not so nobody feels bad. If you don't strive to be the best, the very best at whatever you do, no matter what it is, big or small, what's the point of doing it? Why bother doing it if you're not going to try your hardest? But we see that on a regular basis. There's a boatload of Americans, 80 million millennials. I didn't even know that number was real, or I didn't know where that number was at. But 80 million millennials... Right? I'm sitting here trying to figure out what happened. I'd like to find out how many of them actually voted. They've now become the most pampered, privileged, and selfish members of the human race in history. You look, and again, I know, what's his name gets very mad at me when I paint like this. But I know many of them. I talked to a business owner this morning that has millennials working for him. And a few other people that we know that actually come on the show, they have millennials working for them. They all, even though they don't talk to each other, they don't know each other, they all have a common thread about these people. Yeah, these people, you heard me. They have no grasp of reality. They have a grasp of their reality. They have a grasp of what happens between their two ears. That's it. I don't know what this is. I guess this is a local news source. Reported that 40% of millennials believe that they should be promoted every 2 years regardless of performance. So, 77% of millennials can't even name a senator from their home state. University of Chicago students were protesting and couldn't answer many of these questions themselves. You think about that. 40% of millennials believe they should be promoted every 2 years regardless of performance. So the mindset is it doesn't matter how hard I work. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what I get done. You owe me. But I'm going to get some of you mad at me right now. I'm not going to apologize for it either. This is your fault. These are your kids. Some of these are your kids. Now, you know which ones are your kids that aren't. So if it's not yours, don't take offense. Go find your sister, your cousin, your brother, and let them know that their kids are like this. We've raised these kids, and we've done it in two ways. One is we've done it at home, not correcting them, not making sure they know what the truth is about things. And number two is not checking out what they're learning at school. And if you're helping them pay for college and they're being fed this garbage, shame on you. And I don't mean a little shame. I mean big shame on you. And that was the National Institute of Health came out with that report. Now, they reported that 40% of the millennials obviously believe that they should be promoted every 2 years. Right? And are so obsessed that three times as many middle school girls now want to grow up to be the PA to a talentless celebrity like Kim Kardashian. What's a PA? I don't know. Promoter or something, probably?
Oh, yeah.
Press, whatever, right?
I don't know.
Whatever it is, they want to promote. So what they want to promote, you ready for this one? They're going to go looking for other women with big butts and promote them. That's what they're going to do. That's the only talent that girl... I don't even know if it's a talent. That's not a talent.
It's an asset.
Having a big butt?
It's an asset.
You just got to eat a whole bunch of collard greens or pasta to get that.
Like Tina Turner with her legs and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good for her. Okay, so she needs... She's got to buy two seats on a plane, right? Whoopie dang. That's her claim to fame. And most of these kids can't name the vice president. They don't know how the government process works. They want to be part of it. They want to take advantage of it, but they have no clue. So what's going on with it? This is your fault. Sorry. 80% of millennials say that they'll be richer than their parents. Yet more of them live with their parents than with a spouse.
Well, then they will be richer.
I guess so. They'll have a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
It's funny how these young people think they're so much better than their parents, they're doing better, they know more. And guess what? They live at home. Thank you. A PA is a personal assistant. See, I learned something today. Why does she need a personal assistant? Probably because... never mind, I won't say it'll be nice. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to GCN. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
Pleasure to have you on board. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really mean that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. On the Facebook feed, say hi. Love to know where you're from. We're going to finish up with this real quick, because I got one I want to get to. This is Piers Morgan beating on the millennials, which you would never thought he would have done. He's such a lib. You would have thought that he was just got along and felt bad for them and all this other stuff. But he goes on to say the tragic truth is that American millennials are a bunch of phone-addicted, selfie-obsessed, hashtagging, Snapchatting, kale-munching, twerking, lazy, whining, ill-informed, politically correct, conceited narcissists who find absolutely everything mortally offensive. and believe that there are actually 165 ways to sexually identify. He hit every one of these on the... All right, so we'll do this one more time. Piers Morgan believes that American millennials are a bunch of phone-addicted, selfie-obsessed, hashtagging, Snapchatting, kale-munching, twerking, lazy-whining, ill-informed, politically correct, co-centered narcissists who find absolutely everything mortally offensive and believe that there are 165 ways to sexually identify. I couldn't even do that one full breath. Right? But he's correct. I have to agree with him on this. He goes, I don't understand the concept of losing because they've never had to experience it. At school, to avoid any low esteem issues, they were all given endless participation prizes and certificates. I mean, come on, guys, think this through. Your child never feels bad. Never. Never feels like they have to try harder. Never really understands they didn't get a trophy because they weren't as good as the person who came in first place. How ridiculous. What a, I don't even know what to call it. It is not an honor to get a participation trophy or a prize or a certificate. It means you were just like everybody else. Isn't that exciting? Right? Now, there's a whole generation of people out there with no understanding of what genuine competition actually is, what it means to fight for something, what it means to work harder for something to be better than somebody else. Because you know what? It's okay to be better than somebody else. It's okay to be faster, stronger, better at shooting baskets, better at shooting hockey, better at throwing a football. And last but not least, here's how it works, people, especially you millennials. This is how democracy works. This is not a make-me-feel-better country. This is not a, right? You all had a chance to vote. You all had a chance to go out and fight for your candidate. You all had a chance to go out and knock on doors, to walk, to make phone calls. And at the end, in a one-person race, and there's two people, you have a loser. There's no way around it. And all the spoils go to the victor. Get over yourselves. You really need to learn how to live life. And to you, and to those parents that raise these little wonderful human beings. I thought I was being nice there. Right? To all you parents that raise those little wonderful human beings, you didn't do them any favors. You actually did them a disservice. Yeah, well, they did all of us a disservice. But in the human portion of the equation, They didn't do those kids any favors at all. Okay, declining U.S. divorce rates fall to the lowest in 40 years. Yes, they want you to believe this. You know, because we've always heard how, what is it, one in every year, well, 50% of relationships, 50% of divorces, marriages end in divorce. We've heard that for years and years. All of a sudden, there's a decline. I'm going to tell you what the decline is in a minute, because you're going to see what they leave out of this whole thing. According to a new report released by the National Center for Family and Marriage Research, more and more American couples are choosing to stay together through sickness and health instead of choosing divorce. I would say there were a lot of couples that got divorced in this last financial go-around. A lot of them probably stayed together because they couldn't afford to file for divorce, let alone anything else. It was bad. So the national divorce average has fallen to 16.9 divorces per thousand. That's the lowest it's been since the 1970s. Well, I'm sure that's because of Obama. He's encouraged everybody to stay together. No matter who you're cheating on or what's going on, never mind. Anyway, apart from divorces peaking at 22.8 in 1980 and 20 in 2008, the percentages have been fairly consistent and on a consistent decline. Hawaii had the least divorces per capita, resulting in 11 out of every 1,000 marriages. Washington, D.C. had the highest, with a two-year streak of 30 divorces out of every 1,000. Well, they get married for all the wrong reasons there in most cases. The decline can result in less people getting married to begin with. No kidding, really? This is news? We did about 2 months ago, we did a story on millennials, and even the X generation, or whatever they're called, Generation Xers. They're not getting married. First of all, they're waiting much later to get married. The millennials, who aren't in, some of them aren't in their 30s yet, are saying they're going to wait till later on to get married, even though they're living together, which makes absolutely no sense. They're afraid of a piece of paper, a bunch of cowards. Right? So the article goes on to say the decline can result, the decline could result in less people getting married to begin with. However, the rate of marriages has been fairly stable since 2010. Utah, the state with the highest amount of marriages at 61.3 per 1,000 women, has a fairly average divorce rate of 21 out of every 1,000. Much less than the 50-50 success odds American weddings have been given in the past. See, I'm telling you about that. But there's no numbers here as to how many couples living together stopped living together, split up. We see that happen on a regular basis. I talk to couples. We know couples that are living together. I would almost say a third of the couples that I know are living together. The other ones are married, obviously. So where are these numbers coming from? This is where people get skewed ideas of what reality is. This article means nothing, because it doesn't give you all the information. It mentions people living together, but it doesn't go into any detail about it. There's a survey for when you geniuses to do someday. Make some phone calls. All right, how many Pepsi drinkers out there? Well, it's time to stop drinking Pepsi. All right, Pepsi CEO had a sick message to anyone who voted for Trump. The head of PepsiCo said on Thursday that her employees are in tears over Donald Trump's victory. Well, see, she must have a bunch of millennials that she needs to fire. No, actually, you know what? I'm glad I don't think Pepsi, because it's probably pretty salty right about now. What, she can have them there? I guess it's good for them to have a job or something. After defeating Democratic President candidate Hillary Clinton, the president-elect Donald Trump called for unity, but PepsiCo CEO and chairperson Indra Noyal has instead chosen to stir the pot. Noyal, a supporter of Democrat Hillary Clinton, said that she has answered many questions since Wednesday, but her comments at New York Times Deal Book Conference in Manhattan has left many Trump supporters taking their business elsewhere. She goes on to say, I had to answer a lot of questions for my daughters, for my employees. We were all in mourning, Noyal said at the conference. Our employees are all crying, and the questions they kept asking, especially those that are not white, are we safe? Women are asking, are we safe? The LGBT people are asking, are we safe? It's of note to know that most of these people had an IQ of less than 12. That's coming from me, because I can't think of anybody. I don't know of anybody who's sane who's asked me those questions. I have Democrat friends that were totally mortified that Trump won, but not one of them asked me that question. Not one of them have even gone down that road of saying, hey, are the non-white safe? Are the women safe? Are the LG? No, and I'm going to tell you what a bunch of hypocrites you guys are. Bill Clinton actually raped women. Bill Clinton actually sexually assaulted women. Mrs. Clinton, you know, Bill Clinton's wife? Yeah, right. She actually called him bimbo sluts and whores and gold diggers. I'm sorry, what part of that are you guys missing? You would have been less safe with her in office. Are you crazy? If somebody had said after she won that Bill Clinton was coming to your plant, I would call in sick that day if I was you, if you were a female. Right after Trump won, she immediately began attacking him with the same corporate media talking points. She said, and that's right, they don't have any original stuff. Not a one. It's really funny. If you want to see how tied together this group still is, here's how you do it. When you hear, you catch wind that they're being negative of something Trump's done, go through the different channels, CNBC, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. They're all the same talking point. That press release goes out to all of them to say the same things. Really simple. So what I would say to you, it worked at Target. You made some people crazy at Target. Let's do it again with Pepsi. Just stop buying Pepsi. Switch over to Coke. There's gonna be alternatives to Pepsi. You know, we get sold into this stuff. It's not true. But there's more to Pepsi, too. It's Pepsi, Lay's, Tropicana, Quaker, Mountain Dew, Fritos, Mist, Pepsi, Tostitos. What the heck is a Walkers? I don't even know what that is. Ruffles, Doritos, Brisk, Lipton, Cheetos, Starbucks.
I've already given up that. Actually, about two-thirds of the stuff out there, I don't do. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, guys, thanks for being with me today. Don't forget, we're here Monday through Friday. Head up to the website, therealside.com, for stations, times, and other shows. I want you back here on Monday, so be careful over the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. We'll catch you later.